This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Allegations against Judge Brett Kavanaugh will not be found in the New York Times, as the Times could not find anyone with firsthand knowledge to corroborate such stories. However, Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii, who sits on the Senate Judiciary Committee, told CNN's Jake Tapper that because she knows Kavanaugh is against women's reproductive choice, his credibility is flawed. Tapper called out Senator Hirono, questioning how her lack of policy agreement with Judge Kavanaugh could mean his version of what happened at a high school party has to be wrong. As Ireland prepares to compel citizens to fund abortion, abortion advocates are making plans to celebrate. Besides a pro-choice march this week, Ireland's health minister promises free abortions by the end of this year. Even pro-choice voters from last May's election are surprised by the radical shift. This is Life News Radio.
A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be today in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to the gift of God hidden within each human life. Let's become the culture of life.
In other headlines, Europe's Court of Human Rights now openly permits censorship of pro-life language if it is deemed too strong. And Canadian doctors are making a case for medical killing of children. Critics say children are both easily persuaded and become easily abandoned if those with medical efficiency in mind are allowed influence in such cases. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.